Welcome to the house. Truly champions among us. I know this is a doubleheader this week, so one good on you. And we've even got our ball caps ready to play ball there, Gail, I see. So welcome to each and every one of you. Yes, we had our fifth week of Rewired for Success a couple of days ago, kickoff of the fifth week. We're in it right now. And oh, by the way, this is one of your bonuses. This is one of the many gifts that you're receiving. And we're in the house of Rewired for Business, Rewired for Marketing, and Rewired for Sales today. And yes, it's being recorded. I will give a brief intro of Mr. Colin James Campbell and a bit of our story and maybe one or two just visuals to kick it off. And then I'll tag team and put it in his great hands. And I was saying to him just before, we've been huddling the last few days on how to best serve you, what best to bring to you. And I literally, my last text to him before I went on airplane mode was, it feels like old home week for him and I. Because as some of you may or may not know, Colin and I met through gin at a gin New Year's Eve party, in fact. I brought him into my current business at the time, which was what I thought to be my dream business, which was installing renewable energy on people's roofs, solar energy, as a piece of my mission. It was my one of my dream businesses, but my partner was one of my dream my nightmare partners. He's the one I have shared with you, and many of you have seen on the gin stage or in webinars, who proceeded to rack up a six-figure debt in my name. And then he actually, just FYI, Gail, maybe you can go put your video off just when people are moving. It's okay, you're good, thank you.
And Gail, you should, not should, you may consider staying for the whole time because you get the most.
Oh, yeah. So far, I think she's got us on while she's mobile, which is fantastic.
Oh yeah.
I'm a bit, you know, like Colin will share this as well. It's like squirrel. Gosh. And so for us to be able to stay focused. At any rate, thank you. And to say that, yes, about I joined gin 11-11-11 at 11-11 at night. So about seven, almost 8 years ago to, oh my God, 8 years ago in 4 days. And that December, Colin and I met. January, I brought him into that business. The unfortunate thing was that dude, that partner, not Colin, was racking up a six-figure debt in my name and bullying the dudes on the roofs, installing the solar panels, you name it. And I was just shy of a nervous breakdown, which I do not say lightly or throw the term around. Literally, I could feel the organs breaking down, the hauled out of sleep with anxiety, et cetera. I won't go into the details. And I literally asked the universe, I committed to a 30-day breakthrough instead of a breakdown. And I asked the universe for a breakthrough buddy. And serendipitously, it came in the form of Colin Campbell. And so literally he was working in another region for the business, generating leads for the solar energy business, door to door, the real marketing, the real hardcore marketing, which you'll hear about. And he said, hey, I'd like to lead Jen in Toronto. And, you know, could I crash? We call it at the Magic House. And I said, well, you know, there were sort of maybes in terms of let's try it for a week kind of thing. But I said, don't you know any people in Toronto? And he goes, yeah, I do. I know one guy. I said, great. How long you know him? He said, about 45 minutes. I said, great. I said, you want to give him a call? He said, sure, in his quick start style. And so he gives his Toronto dude a call and he calls me back in like 10 minutes. He says, it's great. He wants me to stay in the Beaches, which is a great neighborhood in Toronto, and paint his house for the summer. So I'm good. I just need the weekend of June 30th to July 2nd. Can I stay there for that time? I said, sure. So June 30th, we pack him up. We move his stuff temporarily to my garage, etc. And we're doing this great hike down my creek to one of the Great Lakes, to Lake Ontario. And he gets this text while we're literally hiking down the creek. And the text says, from the guy he's about to move into his house with, dude, my house just burned down, my cat is gone, and you can't move here.
Yeah, he didn't like me so much that he made up the biggest story.
Yeah.
which isn't true. It actually happened. Like his house. Go on.
You're more irresistible than that.
You know, someone just doesn't want you at their place when they say their house. You at the party. It just can't happen. You can't come.
Indeed. So the party ended up happening here at the Magic House, and little did he know, and I didn't want to share with him how bad a financial state our business was in between me and this other partner, because Colin was, quote unquote, our saving grace. He was doing the lead generating, which was leading to the sales. And so he was potentially my financial salvation at lead gen. So I didn't want to share with him the financial strife and the emotional anxiety that was going on. And yet he couldn't miss it on my face every day when we'd meet in the kitchen and I'd be like beyond the charts distressed. Short of it is, he became my breakthrough buddy. And for 30 days, I was the guinea pig for a 30-day breakthrough instead of breakdown. And it worked, quote unquote. We plastered me off the ceiling, or unplastered me, I guess is the better phrase. And I was functional enough to shut down the credit card, shut down the business, start to call lawyers, police, you name it. And in the next 60 and 90 days, we unbundled the magic of what we ran me through. And the short of it is, we built Rewired for Happiness, the 30-day breakthrough system, which went on to help others reframe in minutes versus months and get unhijacked. And then we went on to build Rewired for Success, which is really a hybrid. It's definitely the outer game success that we get from Jin, as well as the feel-good inner game that you, each of you are experiencing right now. So that's just a piece of the story. And then through Rewired for Success, he and I literally have co-facilitated the exact experience that you're in the middle of right now. He and I used to co-facilitate this, and we have co-facilitated offline events, success and happiness and business events. So there's lots of history, lots of good experience. And basically, in a nutshell, what as he rewired for success, he realized, though he's good and enjoys training and facilitating, etc., his true passion and his true dharma, if I can use the Buddhist term, and his true gifts on this planet from a livelihood standpoint are in marketing. And more specifically, he's honed in more and more in copywriting, both on the marketing side of copywriting, as well as you'll hear more on the book side of copywriting. So I don't want to steal his thunder. I have three quick visuals I'm going to share as the final sort of introduction and bridge. And then I will be here, and yet you will be in his very great hands, I think on three main components, kind of about a third of our time on a mini highlights of what the heck is marketing and sales, and then a facilitated interactive with each of you, sort of getting closer to what's your best lead gen or sales conversion strategy, and then a third section of more open, perhaps bringing up one or two cases of your actual business or livelihood. So that's the approximate draft of where we're going. And as I say, I'm going to just share briefly three quick visuals, two of which most of you have seen before. And you can shout out in the chat box that you can see these, which would be great. I'm going to move the chat box over here. And happy fourth anniversary. Who's that? Actually, I'd love to know. And I missed some of the chats in two now. All good. Thank you, Kathy. Mm-hmm. And so this puppy here you've seen, and I just wanted to bring it to your attention again, is two huge marketing bonuses that Colin has stepped up to plate with. One is this evergreen, literally golden gift of his entire produce, publish, and promote course that people have paid good money for and learned a great deal from. And that is now a gift privately to each of you. Again, please don't share any of this that you have paid for and invested for. This is privately within the Rewired for Success member home site. If you haven't perused that now yet, I know some of you have. And second, on top of that, just in case not all of you plan on writing and or publishing or promoting a book, he wanted to give an uber overarching bonus, which is today, which is this marketing lead gen, sales conversion, et cetera, conversation that we're going through. And as a final and third visual on this bridge, what I want to do is just give you a teeny little taste from Rewired for Business, which is a 12-month mastermind that I ran with entrepreneurs. And it's both from there, as well as the last couple of days of Colin and I huddling and saying, what do we really want to bring them, and really fine tuning this conversation. And I really summarize, not to steal his thunder by any chance, because he's going to bring you lots of goodies, but you know me, I love executive summaries. And so I created a 4-line stanza. It's not poetic or rhythmic or rhyming, but a 4-line stanza of a summary of what the heck is business, what's marketing, and what's sales. And so just briefly, a way to put it, business is an exchange, usually I've said, of value, like Wallace D. Waddle says, give more in value than you ask for in cash. And just given that we're in Rewired for Success and you're starting to appreciate more and more both the outer game of anything and the inner game of anything, I added both the outer and the inner value. Because the more, and many of you have reported this in the first half of Rewired for Success, the more you build your true knowing of your inner value, the more your outer value will come through. And therefore, the more you will be worth, because you are bringing more value. So hence why I added the inner part. So business is an exchange of value, both inner and outer. And marketing and sales in 3 lines could be highlighted as, it's a dialogue. Marketing and sales is a dialogue, whether one-on-one or one-on-many in terms of events on and offline. And where does it occur? It occurs on and or offline. And what are you doing? You're offering both free and paid value. That is a way, not the only way, but in 4-line stanza to summarize both what is business and what is marketing and sales. So feel free to respond in the chat box, highlight in the chat box, add your insights as to your experience of what this thing that's gone on since before money existed. Remember the barter system, an exchange of value. It's been going on really since time immemorial. Open to your... Yes, great, John. Thank you for that. And feel free to add any of your own insights on the business or marketing and sales world in the chat box as I tag team to Colin. And feel free to also interact and ask him questions or comment and highlight as he tag teams on now. So I'm going to stop the share. I'm going to hand the reins over to Mr. Colin James Campbell.
You'll have to give me permission within the group to share my screen.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to, I think if you hit share, then yep. It will.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great.
Ask me.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. And can everyone just see in the chat, can everyone see the slides?
Absolutely. I'm going to mute now, but I'm here if you need me, and rock and roll.
Okay, perfect. I wanted to, before we get started in this, I wanted to point out something that Heather had experienced this trauma with this business partner who abused her trust. And often if we've experienced some sort of extremely painful emotional thing in our past, it's so easy to go forward and not demonstrate the courage to make offers or go out and be seen or host an event or do a podcast or do a video, because for whatever reason, it just impacts that. And I want to say that don't allow your past to taint your courage. There's the two sides of marketing are the inner game, as Heather mentioned, and the outer game. And on the inner game, maintaining and insulating our courage and believing that we can exchange that value is one of the, if not the most important things, because it's the thing that makes us implement the strategies. It's so easy to be exposed to, you know, the Facebook ads manager, and like LinkedIn is the way to go. And you need to be doing email marketing or direct mail or text. And there's so, how many of you have felt like there's so many tactics and strategies that you just get overwhelmed and do nothing because it's just the easiest option? I'm going to do nothing because I don't know what to do in marketing. I'm just going to see here. Get a thumbs up. I can't actually see anyone right now, but thumbs up. Yes, yes, okay. I can see in the chat. I'll speak with you. Too many options, very confusing. I've definitely felt this way. And me too. And that's why I titled this presentation, "The Secret to Simple Evergreen Marketing Strategies That Fill Your Sales Pipeline Even As Technology Changes," because there are fundamental things that you can, mindsets that you can take on, and actions that you can take that are evergreen. They won't change in spite of changing technology. Jeff Bezos from Amazon was asked, like, what do you think is going to happen in marketing and technology in the next 3 years? And he said, no idea. And he said, you know, I have an absolutely clear idea that people will want the highest quality products, the lowest prices delivered right to their door. And that idea is fundamental. And that is separate from the technology of Amazon. So that's my purpose here. Let's see, I'm going to switch the slide. The purpose of this training is to give you actionable marketing strategies for generating leads and turning them into clients or customers. I'm going to give a quick disclaimer. You could make money as a result of this presentation. You could also not make money. And I'm sharing strategies that have worked for me, that currently work for me and the clients that I work with, yet I cannot make any guarantee, whether it's financial or otherwise. Does that make sense? I hope you're in agreement. If you're not, and you say, I want you to just do my marketing for me right now and make me all this money, and I don't even want to watch this presentation, it's probably time to leave, because I can't guarantee that. A little super quick. I have written 2 books on marketing, and to be completely frank, the reason why I wrote these books was to market 2 separate services. The one on the right is Reactivate, the case study campaign that turns old leads into new sales. This is designed to attract people for what was copywriting when I was doing copywriting for clients. And the Breakthrough the Top 3 Author Blocks is to, as a way to gift people into my world around book writing. I grew up as a regular blue collar family. My mother split up with my father, lots of violence, lots of bad stuff going on. And I went with my mom, and she explained the benefit of learning words. And she helped me become fascinated with words. And even though I was fascinated with words and reading, when I went to school, I got C's, D's, and F's. And by the time I got into high school, I became a drug addict, and I didn't really have any direction in my life. I was suicidal, and I had no idea what the future looked like other than what I saw, which was a construction site. And you look at like the oldest person on a construction site and you say, well, like if I keep doing this, that's where I'm going to be. So I started attending seminars, and I went and I met this guy, Joel Bauer, and Joel opened up a doorway to possibility in my mind. He helped me change my own mindset and my belief in myself. And he helped me see that a unique ability that I have is crafting language, using words to communicate concepts very clearly. He introduced me to a woman named Maria Giordano, and she hired me to write a book. She saw that same capability. And at the time when I had made this agreement, I was making it all up. The only thing I knew how to do was write. I didn't know how to sell or market a writing service other than what I was learning from Joel. So I wrote that book, and through the referrals and through the network that I had developed through Joel, I had written all of these books for other business owners, since the nature of these books was to market their business, to get onto podcasts or media interviews, or use these as a way to get a person's email, because they're using these books for marketing, and that's the conversation that I've had with these clients, as well as actually having this business and needing to market it to other businesses, I've learned a lot about the marketing process and the sales process. So I'd like to quickly give you a definition of sales and marketing. This is my definition. And the reason why I'm sharing this is for the mindset that if you will take on these definitions, it may help you develop more courage in doing these activities. The byproduct of doing these activities for me has been income and a level of time freedom. Right now, I'm in my apartment in Montreal. And I'm so thankful to be here because I have, man, just to be able to thrive, live in my own place with my dog, get to play music whenever I want, is a dramatic transformation from slogging like concrete on a construction site. And every year, as I become more passionate about business and marketing and books, my life gets better. So these definitions help you make your life better. Does that make sense? Yeah. Keep on chatting. What are you getting so far? Keep the conversation going. So marketing is human connection multiplied. What we're doing in marketing, whether we're going to a live event, whether we're going into a Facebook group, whether we're getting someone to exchange their email for something free on a website, really what we're doing is connecting with more human beings. I try to never speak in terms of emails. We generated X number of emails in this campaign. I always try to say, we connected with 326 people. That's fantastic, because that is really what's going on. When you have an email list, for instance, and you send an email, you are sending an email to a bunch of humans. So marketing is human connection multiplied. And sales is a mutually beneficial exchange of value. I'm just going to look at the time here. Okay. If I'm running on, Heather, just come out of mute mode and say, hey, get to the point. I watched the speaking engagement like 2 weeks ago, and this guy was not getting to the point. It drove me nuts. I started sleeping. I was like, dude, just say the thing. So marketing is a human connection multiplied, and sales is a mutually beneficial exchange of value. To give you an example of this, human connection multiplied, these are three of my clients, Dorothy Andreas, Hilda Maldonado, and Kirk Jaffe. I met these people at an event. A live event is a form of marketing. You're connecting and multiplying your human connections through a live event. It's more linear than something like an email campaign. Still, it is the same function. Sales is a mutually beneficial exchange of value. Okay, so Hilda doesn't know how to write a book. It's a painful thing because she's attempted to do it so many times and has not yet completed it. And when the moment was right for her, when I made an offer, hey, I've got this service that helps you write your book. Would you like to check it out? And you might want to just take this right now, because this is a sales tactic that you can use. You meet people and you find out what they struggle with. If what you do is in alignment with solving that struggle, then what you say is, quote, to that person, quote, hey, I'm thinking I can help you do what they've been struggling with, solving that problem. Would you be interested in checking it out? Question. That's a hook. Yes, Colin, I'd love to check it out. Okay, let's hop on a call. So tell me more about this book you're looking to write. Gaining information. the more information that I gain for me from a person after I've done the marketing process and now we're in a personal conversation, when I'm asking questions, I get really excited. And it's like, oh my God, I can totally help you. And then I have the service proposals lined up already so that I can just send that. And I'm going to talk about that in this presentation as well. So another example, marketing, human connection multiplied. Another event, I just went to Copy Chief Live last week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And that's a form of marketing because I'm meeting new people. But what I did afterward was I hopped on my little mic here and I recorded an audio of what I got from Copy Chief. So you can see here, wow, Kevin Rogers from Copy Chief put on a sweet event full of distinctions, which were useful on an emotional and business logical tip. Such heartfelt and awesome group of people. And then you can see the title of the, at the bottom, what I got from Copy Chief Live by Formula Publisher Podcast, podcast on Anchor. And you can see 18 people liked it. And I got two people came to my email list from this post. And these are things that I constantly do. Okay, so I just went to this event. It was very powerful. What were the things that I got from it? I share what I got in a podcast. I share that on social media. This is an example of an online marketing strategy. So then the sales, a mutually beneficial exchange of value. This woman is part of a Facebook group that I host called Book Publishing and Promotion Plus. She came into that group from a post like this and she hired me to edit her book. And how that started was I made an offer in the group. Hey, if you're working on your book and you're struggling to actually get it done and you want someone to review it, the strategy of the titles and actually get it complete, just let me know. And she said, hey, yes, I'm totally interested. We hopped on a call. I have a service proposal for editing and great. The mutually beneficial exchange of value was created. I'm going to stop share for a moment and just check in. Where are you guys? You all right? Following? Useful? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Get off the stage. Heather back.
No, we're good, champ. And I'm catching a few summaries in the chat box.
Okay, great. All right. So you might think that this is too basic, but this fundamental concept is the mindset. And if you take on these definitions in your heart, in your emotional, right in the center there, and you beam that forward, you suddenly can hold the courage to do a promotion. You can maintain a promotion without caring what people think of you. You can say, I am first name, last name, and mean it, right? What's your first name, your last name? And you say, that's who I am. And I feel proud of myself. You feel pride, you feel dignity. And that's what you need. You need a whole heaping of pride and dignity when you're doing these promotions. Because sometimes you're like, man, I don't know if I'm worth it. God, they're going to hate me. Someone's going to hate me. It's going to suck. Who do we say yes to? This is the next part of the fundamentals of marketing sales. Who do we say yes to? Any guesses? I'm just, because this is the most general question ever. Let's see. And I do, Ben, great. Whoever asks online, you have, man, trust first. Yeah, right. Things and people we love. Yeah. People we like and trust. That's exactly what I got there. You read my mind. People we know, like, and trust. Let me ask you something. If you didn't know, like, and trust Heather Ramsey, would you be here? Let's see. How many people would still be here? No, right? Man, that Heather, I don't know her, don't like her, don't trust her. I'm going to join the Rewired for Success course. There's just no one said that. Everyone says no. That's great. So what we're doing in marketing and sales is we're developing know, like, and trust over time. That is, yeah, she's a shady character. We're developing know, like, and trust over time. And what that looks like is sales. When we develop know, like, and trust over time, and we make an offer to buy something, there is a far higher chance that we are going to make a sale than if that know, like, and trust did not exist. There are many people on earth who are way better, quote unquote, closers, people that could like hop on the phone and like sell something to someone. And I've always been afraid of that. So what I did was I found something I'm passionate about, books, something that I love and I'm excited by. And I focused on the marketing so that I could have more of a wide group of people who I just like, I love them. I like them. I trust them. They know, like, and trust me. And then I just make offers that make sense. And I don't have to like do the, hi, John, how are you today? And do the like head nod thing. You know, those like manipulative sales tactics where they're like, get them to agree. Man, that stuff is so shady. So I've just tried to be fair and create awesome offers. How do we create more know, like, and trust in less time? Let's look at that. We create more know, like, and trust by becoming a, it's not a giraffe, not a kumquat, it's not an apple or an apple seed, a formula publisher. And I know this is like, this is like the most biased, right? Because this is my company. But formula publisher was born out of an idea that I want to be able to do what I would do if I could count on me to do it. And what that means is I want to become prolific and formulaic in publishing information that can help people like Hilda synthesize their ideas, create a book, market the book, and become better at publishing. Formula publisher for me is a mindset that I am always producing content for the rest of my life, and I'm always sharing that with a group of people that know, like, and trust me. It's not necessarily a company. It's an identity for me. And as I'm progressing more and more, and my clients are progressing more and more, I'm going to give you examples of what this actually looks like. It becomes easier to produce content, and it becomes more fun. And because there's a feedback loop of an audience, like what Heather has with you and all of her clients, because there's a group of people that know, like, and trust her, then there's a constant ear for what you're doing, and there's a love and a trust. So what does this actually look like? How do we become a formula publisher? Dorothy Andreas, this is a book that she in part wrote, and I edited and ghost wrote part of it. Streamline Success, Eliminate Chaos from Your Service Business. Step one, what we're doing and what you're going to do is build a prospect list. When Dorothy and I met, it was in a live event. She explained that she wanted to do a book. Ben, you're now a prospect, right? This is the same thing. She's like, oh, I've always wanted to write a book. You know, I've never been able to do it. And I said, great, love to follow up with some videos that will help you. She's like, awesome. So step two, follow up. Hey, Dorothy, check out this video. This is how to, like, some of the core ideas of synthesizing your ideas and how to think about writing a book. I'd love to hop on a call with you and chat about helping you write your book. And then step three, make an offer. In the actual meeting, it sounded like we were a right fit. I sent my service proposal over, and then she invested in it, and great, another mutually beneficial exchange of value was created. And the reason why I'm showing you this is because you're in the same business, whether it's a service or a product, you're developing a list of prospects, people that are interested in what you're doing. You're following up with them. And then when the time is right for them, you're making offers that they can buy something from you. So how do you build your prospect list? This is an, I'm going to give you two examples right here. One is an online medium. And actually, I could probably give you two examples of an online medium. So first is, this is basic landing page. It's a, you can see, you can actually go here. It's not finished yet. This is actually a new page that we're developing. DrHildaMD.com. And on the above the fold is what it's called, you know, before they have to scroll down, we are making an offer. Get free, unconventional, and highly effective secrets to your inbox for solving impossible weight loss, mental fog, mood swings, physical pain, and fatigue. We covered a lot of bases there. It's like, hey, if you're sick or you're feeling like a lack of energy, you want to get on this email list. So they click, yes, I want that. Let's just break down what the page includes. It's a pre-headline. You get free, unconventional, and highly effective secrets to your inbox for dot, dot, dot. Then a headline, solving. And then there's a bunch of problems there that we're able to solve. And then a call to action. You give them the ability to sign up with their own free will. Hey, get this thing. And what happens when they click that call to action button, boom, a pop-up comes up. Get my free value-packed emails and stay on top of the latest discoveries in holistic health, energy, and weight loss. Great. So as soon as they do that, like Colin did, hey, who's this guy? He opted into the list. As soon as they do that, they go to, ooh, did I take that slide out? What happens is they go into an email list. Let's see. Just give me one second here. I'm going to check in. Heather, could you summarize? I just want to look at something super quick. And
I bet. Go find it for sure. And just to put everybody on the roadmap, we're in that first half of marketing versus sales. And within marketing, we're in the zone of lead generation, which can occur on or offline.
Yes.
And what Colin's doing now is giving you a demonstration of what it can look like online. So you don't need to get sort of lost in the forest for the trees. Not that I'm saying you are, but he's giving you an example. You want to turn every example into a question. Oh, who are my best prospects? Oh, what free value would they most want that would solve what keeps them up at night? Oh, how can that lead to them becoming in a dialogue with me?
Mm-hmm. Would you take a moment, just, I know we're going to go to more facilitated by the end of the call and
sure.
Talk to some people. Could you, let's get some questions in now so that we can.
Absolutely. So let's actually take a facilitative, not even a pause, but a kind of a yin yang match. So you're receiving input. Now, I'd love to ask each of you, what is one example, and you can put two or three, but what is one example of an online or offline lead generation strategy that you've used? And if you've never done one, it's probably not true, actually. If you've ever exchanged value for cash, you have in some way generated that lead. So I'd love for each person to put in the chat box at least one, and you could put two or three ways on or offline. And maybe you even want to start the phrase just so it's clear for other people. You could just start with on dash if it's online, or off dash if it was an offline lead generation strategy. Online and offline. Great, Kathy. Sign up for a monthly newsletter. So that was the offer that you gave them. That's almost the second phase of it, which is great. How did you get the lead to have them say yes to your newsletter? So step one is actually generating the lead. Step two is a free value offer. So how did you generate the lead in the first place? Got it, Lori, you are in the right place. Phyllis, through speaking, absolutely. Facilitating a workshop, both It just went off my screen, but I think that was on and offline. So that's definitely a great one. And I'm happy to continue to facilitate, Colin, and you can jump in also at any time. I'm just
reading the chat box. I think that was an important, thank you for doing that.
If do you want to recap the ones that are coming through, or do you want me to continue?
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, so I'm just looking here. And so Dave, opt in with free book download, on Rewired, on offline, online, sign up for monthly newsletter. So Kathy's got a newsletter. Awesome. Through speaking, Phyllis speaking, facilitating and workshop, both offline. Okay. Professional continuing education site, Lori. Okay. Online Google video production and visual effects companies and email principles with my real interesting direct mail. Ben, email campaigns to specific industries, networking, met people. Awesome. Also monthly newsletter, weekly inspiration, success tip. Okay. I want to show you.
And feel free to read them out loud because they don't actually get captured in the video recording.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I'm more whispering them.
They're a secret. It's secret marketing strategies.
I want to remove any objection to doing this. And what I'm, let me show you something that may be, and even what I just showed you, that landing page, how many people, when I put up that landing page, kind of went, did anyone have the eyeball moment? Oh God, no, not more of this. Anyone? Okay. Great. Okay. So it's, are you on board then? You're like, you're good with that? What you just saw, that just a simple page, opt in, realize I need better homepage with landing page at top. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So you weren't really overwhelmed by that. I'm thankful. I'm using, just by the way, the tool I'm using for that is ClickFunnels. And the reason why I use ClickFunnels is because it's so easy to get paid. You just integrate with Stripe. You can create pages very quickly. It's a $100 per month investment. However, it's worth it in how much time it saves me. I just create these pages so fast. I don't even have to hardly think. That's not true. I think a lot, but let's see here. Thank you for that. And I wanted to have that personal contact because what I want to do right now is remove any objection to utilizing like simple technology. This right here, let's see the Zoom window. Share again. I'm going to share my whole desktop. This is a list of real people. Last year I went to Vietnam, and when I got back, I wanted to launch a course for book writing. And the course is actually in your bonuses. It's the Produce, Publish, Promote course. How I originally started to do the promotion, the strategy behind the whole thing. And I'm going, Heather, I'm going way off course, but this is going to be so valuable because it's just a whole campaign done without hardly any technology. Is that cool if I share that? Just hand raises. Cool if I share a complete strategy that I use to fill a course?
Your spontaneous stuff is some of your best, champ. Go for it.
Okay. Okay. So these are real people. And what this is, what you're looking at, is just a basic text document. It's a basic text document where I went to Facebook and I went through my friends list. I clicked on friends. So I, what is it? The steps. Open up Facebook window. Okay, easy. Go to friends. Okay, easy. Look through your friends at people that may be interested in a course on X. For me, it was book writing. This could be for any one of you. Like it's whether you're doing a product, a service, product or service. You go into Facebook. This could also be LinkedIn. The medium is less important. It could be emails from the past. You're looking through all of your sent mail. Oh yeah, I forgot to follow up with that person. You're building up a list of people. You don't need necessarily any technology to do this. This is probably the most linear way to do this, most labor intensive way to do it, yet it's highly effective. So I went through Facebook, I copy and pasted all the names that I thought would be interested potentially. And some people I knew were interested because marketing, human connection multiplied. I had posted content on my feed. Look at this. Let me just share with you right meow. What's going on there? Come on there, people. Come on there, right on over to Facebook here. Okay, so we're going down. And if you're not creative yet, desire education-based marketing. So boom, I posted something about education-based marketing. And all of these wonderful people liked it. They are super great. I love these people. I know all of them. And these people are interested in this because they're interested in education-based marketing. Now, if I copy and paste Brady's name into a text file, I have a pretty high probability that if I reach out in regard to education-based marketing, I might be interested in that. Does that make sense? Right? Yeah. So I'm collecting a list of people without them opting into anything. But the purpose of building that list is to get the opt-in, to get the hand raise. Hey, would you be interested in? Hey, I'm thinking about doing X. Would you like to see the video if I sent it to you? So this is getting that permission to reach out to someone and contact them in the human connection multiplied phase. If that makes sense, I'll flesh it out even more. So desktop. So this again, then what I did was actually, I'm going to stop sharing just for a moment here so that if I have like passwords or something, I got to find this thing. I'll just auditorily say this. Now that I have that list, the next thing I did was clarified what is the actual end offer. At the basic like features level, I'm going to do an 8-week course. The benefit to joining this course is you're going to do a book within 8 weeks. And with that summary in mind, I came up with the other features. Okay, so it's like a weekly call. They're going to get a workbook. I'm going to send them a bonus of my book, The Case Study Campaign That Turns Old Leads Into New Sales. I'm going to give every one of them a one-on-one consultation. I will give them, okay, I've got all these book templates, these book cover templates. I can include that. So I started to formulate what's going to be the end offer. Once I had that in my mind, now I've got a list of people. I've got an idea of what the offer is. And you pull a price out of nowhere. Because if you're making an offer that seems fair to them and they take it, then that's the price that was right in that moment. I don't look at other people's prices because I don't want to be externally driven. I want to be internally driven. I set the price for what I want to sell it for. So I now have an idea of an offer and what the price point is. Then I created, and let's just go on over to here, Formula Marketer, the easiest book writing method ever. The hypiest title, maybe not in all history, but the easiest book writing method. Perfect. Okay, so now I'm going to share this screen here. I had an idea for, so what do we have? Let's actually, in the comments, I have summarized what I've got so far, the assets. I'll just seed it, but I want you to type it so you're getting this and we're having this loop. It's the list and the offer, right? Is that making sense? Lead gen, post, free content, valuable, list of people. Thanks. List, offer. Perfect. Thank you. with the list and the offer internally backstage, right? I have the idea of the offer. You have an idea of the offer. Lots of people have ideas for potential offers. The difference is now we have to actually do the courage thing, the thing where your palms sweat a little bit and you're like, oh man, I gotta like start reaching out to people. The moment, the ring of fire, that is the ring of fire in a campaign. You have an idea, you have it framed out, you've got the price in mind, and now you have to get on stage and your hands are shaking to get the stage right. But I guess this, what you're looking at right here, is right before that. So please do not share this page. This invitation is for friends and business associates. I sent this page to you and only a few others because you and I have a real connection. I actually, this is true, first of all. I didn't want to have anyone share and like drive a bunch of people to a course. I wanted people that I actually knew. And as I review this now, this was actually psychologically interesting because it's confirming the know, like, and trust factor right off in the pre-headline. It looks like it's not a pre-headline, but it totally is. And which is, hey, we're connected. You know, like, and trust me. I love you. And this is an offer. Discover the easiest way. I'm not going to go through the whole page, but just look at the basic end offer. Here's what you get. So we're going to do four modules: mindsets, produce your content, publish your book, promote your brand. And there's bullets under each one. I had a little to no detectable bullshit guarantee, which was a quote from Stephen King. So I made a guarantee and then gave the bonus material, and I included the live Q&A calls as a bonus, right? I took that offer. Now that I've got the basic features of the offer, now what we're doing is we're making that offer compelling with benefits, right? So if it's 8 Q&A calls, could I position the 8 Q&A calls as like a huge bonus and put a value on that, plus private mastermind group and the download, edit, and use templates? So now I've got a list, the offer, but the offer explained. So the offer explained, I want to give you, this is a fundamental book that you need to read. The Ultimate Sales Letter. This is probably the introduction to copywriting. Also, The Ultimate Marketing Plan by Dan Kennedy. These two books, The Ultimate Marketing Plan is probably the most fundamental marketing ideology, you know, message, market, media. And with that in mind, and the ability to take your offer and communicate the offer, those are some of the most useful skills. And this is the example of that in the context of a course. So I've got my list of people. I've got the basic offer that was now expanded into, hey, here's the whole thing. Let me explain the offer to you. And then here's the value. I broke it down. You always want to establish a higher price of value, what you could substantiate. For Hilda, one client represents at minimum a $5,000 investment. So I can create value by talking about how many clients I've helped her generate with her book, and then use that number to do some sort of like drop down. Like, hey, this course is, you know, first of all, I charge $5,000 to $20,000 to publish books as a ghostwriter. It's taken me an entire life plus 6 focus years and headaches and pitfalls to develop this publishing system. What's that worth? If I could transfer my knowledge to you in less than 2.5 hours, because that was the core content aside from the Q&A calls, and support you through the process of publishing your own book before the end of 2018, how valuable would that be? So here's the price. It's not 10, it's not 5, it was $297. I just like ripped myself off on this. I think that I would never do it at that price point again. But I was just getting started. I didn't know. This is an overly fair deal. I probably devalued it because I offered it for such a small price. I'm actually embarrassed to show this. It comes with a money back guarantee. Great. And here's how much time you need. Would you like to join us? There wasn't even a button on the page. Just message me back and let me know if you're down to join. I'll send the ordering instructions after. So what that looked like on was I had the list. I now have a page with the whole offer that didn't have a buy button. It's just, what is the offer? Then what I did was I went to Facebook, to my list, individually opening up 10 tabs at a time. I didn't send an email. I didn't post like a single thing on my profile either. I didn't dump a bunch of information and litter Facebook with like, join my thing. It was very conversational and very one-on-one, but I knew it would work because I'm having a real dialogue with people. So I opened up 10 tabs at a time with my list of people, and I individually had a message that I sent, which is, hey, I'm doing this course on book writing. Would you like to check out the details? How's that for like so not hype and so simple? Are you getting that, right? Yeah.
Actually, I just want to add there, Colin, it's so innate in him now that you may not even realize to headline it, but he is using one of the top lead generating strategies by one of the wealthiest marketers currently on this planet, which is, and you maybe, I think you might have some slides on Dean, but Dean Jackson, and he is infamous for what's called the 9-word email. And it could be the 9-word Facebook private message. It doesn't matter where you put it. It could be the 9-word offline phrase you say at an event. It doesn't matter the platform, but I'll just use it as his handle, the 9-word email, which is very few words expecting a response. And so I'm thinking of, you know, training people on how to write a book more easily. Might you be interested? Is an example of quote unquote, very few words expecting a response. Mm-hmm. And just to highlight one other piece that Ben put in the chat box, when we talked about different lead generation strategies, Ben, I noticed, and I noticed you did, Colin, as well, mentioned direct marketing. And a lot of the, you know, some ways of describing marketing is there's two worlds. One is the world that the real rich people laugh at, because it's throwing money at the wall and hope it'll stick, throwing money at Facebook, throwing money at billboards or advertising and not expecting a response. But definitely expecting a response in any of your communication is key to this interactive dialogue, lead generation, conversational way of marketing. So just wanted to add that in.
I'm curious, Ben, just type in the chat just so we can review it after, but what is your business? I'd love to just put it in the chat there, specifically what you're doing. Business brokerage. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. And I would, you know, the 9-word email is like Dean's commentary or like the hook of something that's like, don't be an asshole. Sorry for my language, but like, dude, don't be an inauthentic jerk. he takes the approach that you're in Starbucks and you tap on someone's shoulder. And what would you actually say to another human being if you were talking to them? Dean says, it takes a lot of carefully constructing your words to make it appear as if you haven't carefully constructed your words. That when you're speaking to a friend about going on a vacation, you don't go, hey man, this is the greatest vacation. All of these other people, and like all these other people are talking behind you. This is the best vacation. It's like the best deal you can have. You got to do this vacation now or you're going to get cancer and die. And like so overhyped, like bombarding people with too much messaging. So this is like the, hey, we're going down to Tijuana. Would you like to check out the travel itinerary? Like, hey man, I've got this meditation event that I'm going to. Would you like the link? Oh yeah, I've been interested. I knew I got to meditate. I got some my chakra boogies. I'm all like my dad trauma. I fell off the horse. I got to get rid of that stuff. I'm checking out the meditation thing. So, all right, got a little lost. Coming back. Summary, the results from that. So, hey man, I'm thinking about doing this book writing course. Would you like to check out the details? Three things happen. One is you get no response. The second thing is, yeah, let me check it out. The third thing is, no, I'm not really interested. Great. So of the people that replied yes, I say, just so that I could frame it out in my mind, I've created this link. Take a look at the link. It explains all the details of the program and let me know what you think. So does that make sense? And now I'm sending them to the actual sales page. I've got permission to send a sales page to someone where what we ordinarily see is, hey, go to the sales page and give me some money, essentially. Right? How many of you have just got bombarded with emails that it's like this scarcity play that you only have so much time to join and it's just directing you right to a sales page or some sort of offer? I'm more, and I take Dean's approach to always be conversational because I want to build know, like, and trust on the long term. I want to have a sustainable business for the rest of my life. And I want to build prospects and customers for life. With that mindset, if there is scarcity in some sort of offer, it's just around a deadline. Hey, by the way, this is like the, you know, as soon as the course starts on X date, I can't take on any more people into the course. So this is the time to join. And that's honoring people's free will and honoring people's choices and maintaining a relationship with people. So of the people that respond yes, hey, perfect, I framed out the whole course, all the details on this page. Just let me know what you think. People like Hilda joined the course and she's like, yeah, I'm in right away. Like, check out the details. She looked at the thing and she looked at the headline probably and just came right back to Facebook. Yes, I'm in. And then I say, hey, what's your email? Boom, email. Go into PayPal, send invoice is paid, she's in the course. That is the mutual beneficial exchange of value, and that's the entire before, during, and not after, but the before and during of a sale. One example that if you are looking to sell consulting or a course or even a product, hey man, I just got this, I've got an overwhelming amount of books and I'm going to like discount them heavily. Here are all the books that you get if you buy this package. Would you be interested? That's a super quick pitch. High honor if you have no like and trust with the person. You're not sending this to someone you just met. You're not friending people on Facebook and say, hey, like pitching people. But these are people that you think might be interested who actually know, like, and trust you. So of the people who did not respond, I will send maybe two other messages. One is just, hey, just wondering if you saw this. Twice. I might say that twice. I don't want to like, you know, if they're not replying, and especially if you see that that they saw it, you don't want to be like hustling people. I don't. So that was the process to have people join this course. Let's continue on. Just checking in again in the chat. Is there questions, comments, or observations? Please just post yes, snail mail platform, may have dropped off, yet the direct response approach, ask question expecting a response, will always generate results regardless of the platform. Yes, exactly. There's a hyper focus on platforms and mediums and medias that, you know, it's all about Facebook or it's all about LinkedIn or it's all about Instagram. And these are just a bunch of pigeons, right? Homing pigeons just carry a message from one person to another. And if you look at them as objective as, and kind of pigeons are kind of stupid sounding, and they're like, you know, if you just look at these platforms like they're pigeons and you don't really get too hooked into it and you realize that marketing is human connection multiplied, that really what you're doing is just interacting with people using the platform, you become less attached to the platform and there's less fear there. If there was
a good piece, actually, Colin, we get, oh, I should be on Facebook. Oh, I should be somewhere else. And remembering it's the generation of interactive dialogues. And just to highlight, he basically gave you an example of the intro approach on quote unquote, the 9-word email, basically simple language, like you'd have in a bar, conversational, simple language, expecting a response. And then there's usually 2 or 3 tiers below that, depending on how some people respond. You'll get yeses, maybes with questions, nos, and silence. And so it's good for you to actually draft your potential responses to those 4 categories in advance when you're running a campaign. So you can literally, you know, copy and paste with some adaptation, but literally Dean Jackson has gotten other people to literally run his dialogue campaigns. So it'll start with, just to give you another example, oh, he's still looking for real estate in Colorado. That's one of Dean Jackson's 9-word emails. Oh, are you still looking for real estate in Colorado? He'll get responses. Yes, maybe questions, no, and silence. And in those 4 categories, he's already written his level 2, 3, and 4 tier responses to the potential yeses, questions, objections, and nos. And he can literally now delegate that and run that. At minimum, you can copy and paste your responses and adapt slightly, and or even delegate the campaign eventually.
There's one distinction on that though, Heather, is he's actually, it's not, you're not creating the responses prior to asking the first question. What we're doing and what Dean does is he sends the question first. You want to be on the forefront of this type of campaign, like a surfboard on a wave. And what I mean by that is you're not strategizing where the wave's going to go before it's there. And so this is like the analogy, right? Is this wave on the
distinction? I'm tracking you.
Yeah. So what you're doing is you're sending, hey, I'm thinking about doing this book writing course. This is all I needed to know. All I needed to know was the question to ask to those groups of people. Hey, I'm thinking about doing this book writing course. Would you be interested in the details? And I said, that was the only thing that I had. And then I sent that to 75 people. It was 75 people on my list. I forget how many people responded to it, but as soon as I got responses, then I could see the categories of response. Because people will, you don't know, you can't expect anything. You don't know how people are going to respond, because you might get crickets, right? I might have had those 75 people and I would send it and no one responded, or hostility, you know, depending on what question. Hey, would you like to, I don't know, rob a bank or something? Dude, get out of my life. You know, you might get some like negative responses. And that's the other 4 category, Heather, is like, I didn't get negative responses, but the more prolific you become, the more like haters you develop. And Kevin had some haters on his ads, and they take screenshots of people just like hating on his stuff, and they use it in videos. It's hilarious. They just like speak these horrible comments on their ads and create training from their adversity. They actually utilize adversity to advertise better. So, but getting back to the surfboard analogy is that you ask the question, okay, you're up on the board, and then you're getting responses, and you answer the response and you lead the conversation to your best, to the best of your ability, to create the mutually beneficial exchange of value, to create the sale. And in post campaign, it's actually during campaign, as you're responding to certain messages, then you're building up your swipe file as you're riding that wave. So if someone says, yeah, send me the details, and you send the page, and then they respond with, hey, you know, I'm wondering something, then you respond to that with, and Dean does this, he actually responds directly and enters these dialogues and has the dialogues. But then during campaign and post campaign, they do the categorization of the types of messages that were responded to. And then what would I say if this response comes up again? And that whole package of responses gets delegated, but it's not done in the before unit. It's done in the during unit. Mm-hmm. Could you better frame that? Cause I don't know if I was like, mumbling.
No, I think it's a good distinction for one. And two, I was just wondering kind of where are you at in your flow? Cause I know we're sort of in lead gen online, and I think you were going to touch on a bit of lead gen offline and conversion.
Thank
and
you.
I also want to leave time for some facilitative interaction.
Okay, cool. Let's go right here. I'm gonna bring up that. Okay, so this is the online mechanism, right? Pre-headline, we're making an offer. They opt into the list. This is an offline mechanism. I'm in a, you know, you've gone to these events. You go to live events and you meet people. I think this is probably the best way to get a sense of people. You know, the greatest thing about doing cold lead generation door to door is that you never know what you're going to expect. Sometimes it's like the dude comes in and his dog is barking and he's wearing a wife beater that has a mustard stain on it. And he's like, what do you want? And the crumbs are like falling out of his mouth. And then the very next door, you're speaking to like an elegant teacher in like a full suit. And hello, it's a pleasure to meet you. So you get a touch with, stay in touch with humanity. Go to more live networking events, because that live networking that you're doing with people transcends to isn't this picture awesome? Look at what's going on here. I'm just talking about books and something's happening here. So
it is awesome. Actually, I want to note it. I mean, this is definitely an image you can emblazon in your mind of offline lead gen. Like when you go offline marketing? You know, could you up your game in terms of offline events you go to? When you're there, are you in the corner sipping tea? Or are you actually interacting with people? When you're interacting with people, are you feeling timid and self-doubting, or are you feeling confident? If you're confident, is there actually some like skin to shoulder to shoulder contact? Is there some contagiousness? Is there some irresistibleness? Is there some interaction? Is there some feel good? All of that I can read in this image. And so you can scale yourself in terms of improvements on your offline marketing with all those markers, as you see an image of yourself in your mind right now, offline networking. Where are you in the room? Who are you talking or not talking to? Who are you listening or not listening to? How many problems that you could solve are you unearthing? It's like mining for gold, literally. Did you find one nugget of gold of a problem that you could solve? Did you find 10 nuggets of gold because of your listening and good questioning that you unearth? What are you going to mine? And as I sort of capture all that, let me reframe and capture it. So I would in advance prep by looking at what's one or two max of the top problems I love to solve. Mm. Turn those into natural questions. This is before you go. Have rapport building dialogues. And at some point, share one or two of the questions that reveal the nuggets of gold that you're looking for, the challenges that you can solve. That's my prep in advance. That's what it looks like, among others, while I'm going live. And again, you can scan in your mind. And in fact, I'd love to ask in the chat box, what percentage, and Colin and I both asked ourselves this again on Tuesday when we were preparing for you guys, what percentage of your leads in your business, looking back, have been generated offline versus online? And I'd love you to put in the chat box and just put, you know, off dash and on dash. Leads, actually sales. What percentage of your clients, I should put it that way, what percentage of your clients have been generated offline versus online? So I'd love each of you to put in the chat off dash and on dash, because he's just migrated into the offline part of lead gen and sales. And I wanted to bridge that offline zero, 100% of current business. Wow. Look at you, Mr. DK Online. Mm-hmm. That is rare. I see you. That is epic.
What do you do? What is David? What do you do? What's the?
Yeah, give us now, what is your top lead gen strategy online, DK? So let's break this down a bit.
Oh, so I don't say David, it's DK.
DK or David, either one.
Okay.
Because I don't think the other David's on this time, so all is well. Guessing. God bless you for your candor, Ben. I love you. John is 40 on, 60 off. So majority off, even bigger for Ben, offline. Yes. Online course helping men repair lives and relationships.
Okay.
That's your offer, which is excellent, DK or David. What we're asking is, what is your lead gen strategy?
That's what I was asking that.
Oh, excuse me. I missed it.
Opt in through Facebook ads. And so offline zero, online 100%. Okay. Offline likely 100% lead gen. Off likely. Okay.
Colin and I, as the answers are coming in, were offline likely 100%. Got it, Kathy. Colin and I were both, I certainly remember my number was 80, and I think Colin, you were similar in terms of not just our leads, but our clients. 80% of mine I've met offline. They may have some interaction with me online after, but we've met offline. Offline 100%. So it's both good to realize that, because we so talk about marketing and we default to online. Yet it's good to know where the majority of your sales have come from and to translate Colin's online training to offline if that's more predominant for you.
Right.
It's the same process.
And this, Ben, right here on recently, almost all of my personal leads have come from referral or repeat business. So you may consider hosting an event, whether it's online or offline, for your current clients. And the call to action is to send referrals. I actually did this. I won't go into it. It's a story, but the first thing that we did I gave Hilda's book to a guy with a thyroid problem. As soon as we launched Hilda's book, the first thing we did was hosted a client appreciation event, brought all of her clients into a room, delivered a valuable presentation. We got pictures with each person individually so that we could post those on social media. It wasn't so that we could, but because the whole purpose was building rapport with her current client list. But if referrals and are your biggest form of business, then focus on, and what we did was focused on the existing clients, adding the value add, letting them know that they're appreciated, and then having a call to action to share her book. In this case, it could be anything, but we wanted the outcome for success from this event was that we had these bookmarks that the clients could share with their friends, which directed their friend to a landing page to buy the book. So we used and we structured her event around clients' referrals. And that's also a marketing medium. Okay. Did that make sense, Ben? And do you see a way you can use this? Excellent. Yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a great strategy, especially once you've gotten to that place in your business where it's predominantly referral driven, is thank the people who've been referring with value and have them meet each other and live and boost that business. And what Collins responded to is, and I'm going to ask a second question to make sure 100% of you are getting wins here. fairly large referral base after 25 years, no doubt. Hire it for consultations. Yes, is the short answer, but I'll let him answer as well. And that's where most of his magic is, by the way. He's definitely good at training. He's excellent at actually one-on-one consultation on your business and or the ghostwriting for peeps. So but just to capture what that conversation was so that everybody gets a win, not just Ben, which is my first question to each of you was, ask yourself, where's your percentage of clients coming from, on or offline? Then Ben jumped into one of this, really the second question, which is, what's one of your top successful strategies? And I would encourage each of you, a number of you mentioned some, but I would actually encourage each of you to write in now, what's your number one lead generation strategy that has brought the most clients? To really ask yourself that. And then what's suggested is to double or optimize that strategy.
Yeah.
So if you each only walk away with, I'll just complete and tag team back to you, Colin. If you each just answer the question of what's my number one lead gen that has created the most sales or clients, and write that in the chat box, that's worth you realizing, and then actually two or more Xing that strategy. That alone, you will get more clients or leads coming in this week and next week.
Mm-hmm.
So David's answered it. I'd love to see 100% of you answer, even if this is new for you, and all the more reason if marketing is new for you, to put in and ask yourself, what is the number one? We got four coming in, three coming in now. That's great. Actually, four. John, word of mouth for John and Ara. Text ad with catchy headlines getting the click. Fun. That's a whole new, again, similar concept of some ad with a click, but now it's on a different platform, which is text, which is what David's writing in. I'd love to see 100% of you putting in, answering your own question, what's your number one lead gen strategy that's led to your most clients or sales? Staying in touch, which is those seven touch point strategies, Ben, great.
Networking, yeah.
Word of mouth or expos, although expos is offline and excellent, networking is offline and excellent. All right, great. I just wanted to generate that next level of insight, Colin. So the percentage off and online and either way, which is your lead, your top one, and then next is double that or augment it like Colin was coaching Ben on. Mm-hmm. Back to you, Colin.
This is right now I am engaging in a meeting with 13 people, and I'm utilizing a picture from a speaking engagement on this meeting, right? And it's the same thing that almost the distinction between online and offline there. If you're taking on the definition that marketing is human connection multiplied, then it becomes less relevant whether you are online or offline, right? If you're offline and you're at an event and you're speaking in front of an event. This is Kirk Jaffe. He's a mortgage advisor. I wrote a book for him and I'm delivering a training on book writing here at an event. And I'm able to leverage this within the online mediums. I can use this as the visual for an ad. I can utilize this in different ways, but this is another way that actually it became so much clearer to me how valuable live speaking engagements are over this past weekend, this past week, because Kevin Rogers has a copywriting community. I'm a part of the copywriting community. He hosted Copy Chief Live. At Copy Chief Live, he got some of his members to get up and do speaking engagements. And I'm like, man, you should have seen, there's a ghostwriter that came up and she did the speaking engagement, but her, my slides are so much better and I can be way more fun. And I'm like, man, I can do a way better job than this. Like, it's not about the comparative. I'm just like, why am I not doing that? Why am I not speaking more in front of groups of people? It's very fun. And this is an example of speaking engagements. How can you get in front of groups of people live and just know that every time you're doing those actions, there's a multiplier effect to it, because you can take that live speaking engagement, you can take snippets from the video and post it on social media, not to mention you're actually in front of five people that may be interested in exchanging value with you. So live speaking engagements, another way to market your business. Step two. So step one, just to summarize, is generating your prospect list, right? These three things, how to build your prospect list. There's online and offline. Step two, how to follow up with prospects and clients. I'm going to go through these, not too rushed, but I'm just going to go through these so that you can just take lots of notes right here. So we're with your email database. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm doing with Dr. Hilda Maldonado. She has the database where they've opted in, or they bought a book on thyroid. They've come to the email database in a variety of different ways. And then what we do is we don't have autoresponders, which if you don't know what an autoresponder is, it's just automated messages that come out. You've probably seen them come into your inbox. You've opted in, and from that day, you just keep on getting messages. Instead, what we do is have an email that is the love letter, the first love letter. Hey, you know, you're going to get a whole bunch of great, valuable insights from the emails I send to you. And the first thing you need to know is that Tuesday at noon, I do a Facebook Live. And this is the one thing that we've put like a line in the sand that content production day showtime is on Tuesdays at 12. So this is an example of the email. Hi Colin, tomorrow at 12 p.m. I'm going live on Facebook and talking about the basics of testosterone. Here's what you can expect, some bullets. The best way to benefit from the show is by joining live. And then we have the links to her Facebook group, or her Facebook page, where we're going to post the live. This could be, hey John, I'm tomorrow at 12 p.m. I'm going live on Facebook and talking about the mistakes that business brokers or someone looking to broker their business make that cost them lots of dollars. It's going to be 20 to 30 minutes. You can ask a question, just reply to this email. So if you want to become more prolific, then it's great to have that feedback loop with your email list or your lists on different mediums, where you've got a day to produce content. It's like showtime. Think of yourself as Oprah. What does Oprah do? She is a content producer, and they have advertising contracts, and that's their whole income model. And they probably do affiliate offers with their email database. And anyone she talks about gets a lot of attention and probably earns more money because of her influence. So what you want to do, and what we're doing with Dr. Hilda, is we, you know, she's a phenomenal medical doctor, and we want to develop more of a community. So we have these emails that go out, and what that actually looks like on a practical note is I meet with Hilda every Monday. We strategize what she's going to share on Tuesday. I write an email seeding the benefits of the show and send it to the list. Then I create slides and visuals. Actually, what you're looking at, this presentation, I just took the one I use for Hilda on this particular slide right here is, I just took this and said, okay, what do we do for, and I can apply these slides to a different medium. But so I create slides and visuals that she will use for the Facebook Live. And then on Tuesday, so this is, Monday is clarification. We're strategizing what we're going to share on Tuesday, then write the email, send it to the list, and we create the slides and visuals for Tuesday. This is a preparation day. Then Tuesday, we get on Facebook Live and share your tips. Now, I don't want you to get locked into the medium. I'm not doing a training on how to use Facebook. This could be YouTube. this could be a live presentation. If we were getting people in a monthly, another example of this is Maria Giordano does real estate investing. They have a live networking group where they teach people how to invest in real estate. And what they're actually doing is getting more capital. They're finding families that want to invest. And as a bigger pool of money, they're able to do better deals. So in the same way that I'm talking about, we get live on Facebook, this strategizing and implementation process could be applied to even a live medium. So we get live or a webinar like this. Get live, get on Facebook Live, share the tips. Hilda is an awesome personality. She hops on and says, hello, I am, she's Spanish, she's from Puerto Rico, and she shares her tips. Then we ask for comments, questions, and likes and shares within the group. We also may ask people to, if they haven't got her book, to go to the website, www.thyroidhealthinfo.com, and they go there and buy the book. We can, once we have someone's attention and we're holding their attention with valuable, let's try this right now. If you, let's see, if you found this, if you found this useful, go to formulapublisher.com and sign up for a free case study. If you want to receive emails from me, like this process, I'm doing it for Hilda, but I also do it for myself. I produce content and send it to an awesome list of people. And if you'd like to get on that list and receive emails from me, go to formulapublisher.com. What I just did there is exactly what you want to be doing and exactly what Hilda is doing. We get on Facebook Live, share tips. We ask for comments, questions, likes, and shares. We have some sort of call to action on the event. And then on Wednesday, what we're doing is transcribing the video. We're taking the captions and putting them on the video. We are sending the replay of the video through email, and we're taking the raw video file from Facebook and distributing it to other platforms, as well as utilizing the text for the posts as well. So we're taking what, look at how much, you know, those things in science, they're like a, that circular thing with like many, you know, it's like small and you open it up. It's like you take this small thing and make it bigger. And that happens as a result of a system. That's why I called it formula, right? Formula Publisher. We take the formula and we systematize that in time. So Monday is strategy day, Tuesday is showtime, Wednesday is distribution.
I'm going to pause you right there.
Sure.
You got slide up because it's great.
Sure.
Just to recap, I recapped it in the chat for people because this is really valuable. People often struggle, where do I go? On or offline, what do I say? What do I do? And in many ways, this one slide just answered all those questions. It's very specific, so it's good because you get an image of it, and to make it quote unquote more generic so each of you can get at it, I've summarized it in the chat box, which is basically write down what are the top questions that your prospects or clients want answers to. That's how you generate your content. Then somehow share those answers live, on or offline. And then record it, ideally video, because interactive video is one of the top engagement modalities, regardless of what platform. And then I've said 5X, it could be 10X, but 5X it as an example, that content across multiple platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. So you're basically becoming a content or value, you're scheduling and systematizing the content value sharing. That's it in a nutshell. So I really just wanted to pause there and maybe in fact have another round of interaction on this, which is what would one question that your prospect, your ideal prospect or client would want answered. So just practice the generating of good content by asking yourself, and love to see in the chat box, of your ideal client, what one question, could be lots of them, but what's one of the questions that's keeping them up at night? Or one of the challenges that's keeping them up at night?
And you know that with any sort of one-to-one consulting or coaching, trust and it's always, you know, it comes down to trust, and yet they don't know who to trust. And one of the easiest ways to answer this, and this is fundamentally like, you'll always be right if you go with this, is you're helping people know how to think about your industry. So for instance, here's the questions you should be asking. You know, here's the common questions people do ask, and here's the questions they need to be asking if they want to protect themselves in a mortgage broker deal. To bring it home to Ben, with masculinity or becoming a better man, it's like, here are the questions you need to ask a coach before you work with them. Those are fundamentally useful ways to produce content. Here's the common questions. Here's the questions you should be asking, is a quick, easy one to implement.
Beautiful. And DK and Ben, great. I'd love to hear in the chat box from Heidi and Bob and others, John, et cetera, if you're game, Phyllis, as to what's one of the many questions that keep your prospects or your ideal clients up at night that you could answer. And already I'm engaged in DK's and Ben's business in a different way. Oh yeah, what is my business worth? That's a great question. So if I saw that on any social platform, I'd be like, oh, that's a really good question. I bet you Ben could help me figuring out what my business is worth. Or if I was a dude, it'd be like, oh, how can I get my wife to respond to me better? Hello, I'd like to know that because I'm challenged and it's keeping me up at night and not in a good way. And so look how engaging those questions are to humans. Humans have problems and they are pining for solutions that you have. How can I help my children be happier? Oh my God, bless you, Ara. I want to know the answer. I don't even have kids. How can I get my project done cheaper and faster? Hello, John, can you give me those answers? Better question would be, how can I make it worth more? That's not a better question. It's that you have two great content now. So if you're going up every week and sharing good value content on any social platform, Ben, or on or offline, you've got next week's content and the week after's. And a way to do it, folks, is it wouldn't take you more than a few minutes to generate the top 12 to 24 questions, and then you'd have the next 3 to 6 months worth of content within about 10 minutes, literally. And all you have to do is record yourself offline or online answering those questions, and you've literally got a quarter to a half a year of content after writing down a dozen two dozen questions. So I'm really wanting to get at, and we are now, content for your business, which is basically what questions can you answer for your clients? So really good.
The 2019 guide to evaluating a business in insert state in the U.S. might be like a great way. Comes with email templates for finding businesses that would be interested in buying yours. Comes with the business evaluation scorecard, something like that.
So what Colin just did is, I just got you to look at generating content, which is lead generation, which leads to offers. And he just converted a client question or a headline for content into a potential freemium headline. That's just what he did, just so you know. And just while I'm tracking in the chat box, loving the specificity how can I help my kids be happier, projects cheaper, et cetera. Just a slight suggestion, and I know it can get tricky in these kind of spiritual, et cetera, themes. Kathy, how can I support my spiritual growth and understand my gifts? I would watch not stockpiling too many things in one question, because it starts to get general again. And the more specific you can be, for instance, maybe just that gifts, because spiritual growth is a big topic. And a lot of us can tend to ask the big topic questions in our business to our prospects. Not that you shouldn't or can't do that. A suggestion is maybe do one, video content value just on their gifts, or just on their spiritual gifts, or just on their life gifts, and focus that in just as a suggestion. How can I create a more stress-free environment for you by tackling debt, budgeting, and understanding your credit report? Right. So again, Heidi, all great things that your clients may be concerned with, I would chunk those down one at a time. If you're choosing to do this strategy on or offline, lead generating through offering valuable content, take one of each of those at a time and offer, say, a video recording of that answer, or a Facebook Live, for example, of that answer one at a time. Other than that, the content's great, and you're welcome, Kathy. All right, back to you, Colin.
Awesome.
We got about 15 minutes or so left in the house.
Okay.
So if you've got, a lot of content left visually, maybe we can just highlight it, and maybe we can even ask the group. We've got some options here. I'll ask you a question first, Colin, and then I'll also ask the group. So first, you're welcome, Heidi. Your first, how much time frame of content and or themes do you have left? So you can think about that for a moment, Colin. While I ask the group, what in the last 15 minutes is going to be most valuable to you? And the options are more visual content that Colin may bring up. Option two is facilitative interacting, like we're asking you specific questions so that everybody's business gets an answer as you answer your, or option three is one or two of you come off of mute and give Colin a marketing challenge, and he has a mini live case scenario. I'd like to do at least one of those at some point, certainly by 10 to. But Colin, how much more content do you have? And or in the chat box, would you like more content, facilitated questions, or a case study, peeps? Love to see your desires.
What was the question?
About how much visual content do you have left, and or what themes do you have left?
Approximately 15 minutes.
I want to see it all. And is it possible to maybe do 5 more minutes of that and leave 10 minutes for somebody to go unmute and interact on a marketing case study?
Sure.
We've actually got votes for both. Some more visual content, some more case studies. So let's split it in half and do a bit more content, and then let's jump to a case study.
Cool. Would it be okay if we also extended by 10 minutes potentially?
I'm in the house, and we will record it even if the house is empty so that everybody can watch it. And if peeps are great, thank you, Kathy. Okay. Ben, yes. Awesome. Yes is the short answer.
Okay. How many of you are on the toilet right now?
Kind of a question. Dangerously.
I always feel like the names, when it's just the names, I'm like, I wonder how many people are like just watching.
This is why he's a good copywriter, because he actually gets into the heads of your clients.
You know, you've done it. When you text, how many times have you texted someone? Let's be real here. You're on the toilet. It's my best texting time. Okay. So the cool thing about copywriting conferences too, if you want to see the most, just it's amazing that these people are doing business, because they're so vulgar. Some of them are just so bad, not bad, just badass people, say things that you're just like, what? So maybe that rubbed off. Okay. So how to make compelling offers. This is one of my favorite people on earth. I love this person. He is Dean. I call him Yoda. Dean Yoda Jackson's 7 marketing mindsets. If you haven't learned from Dean Jackson, you really may want to consider that. He's one of the clearest thinking individuals I've ever met. And I'm so thankful to, this is us last week, probably today, last week. No, it was Tuesday. And he shared with me 7 marketing mindsets. Let's see the chat here. Dean's, yes, the 9-word email. emailmastery.com, I think, if you want to get a book from Dean. So he shared 7 marketing mindsets with me, and these are the mindsets that will help you create better offers. The 7 marketing mindsets are: begin with the end in mind. You know, the most valuable skill that we can have is defining what we want. Before I went into the event, before I do any campaign, before I do anything that makes a difference to my life, in fact, even when I'm just trying to gain clarity on where I want my life to go, I use another Dean Jackson begin with the end in mind tool called I Know I'm Being Successful When. So I know I'm being successful in this presentation when I clearly communicate strategies I've used that can be applied by you people, awesome people. And I do that. That's one of the criteria for success. In a live business meeting, I'm curious about people's stories and figure out how I can help them, connect them, or ask for specific help from them. It's a criteria for success. So beginning with the end in mind in a campaign might sound something like, why don't I read it? Because I just produced this. So for me, asking those questions, I mapped out the high-level schematics of the campaign and got help implementing from other vendors if necessary. So if you're ever overwhelmed by technology, then find someone who can post for you. I repelled prospects who are stinky, time-wasting energy leeches. I had fun even when facing my own courage. You know, that courage phase, man, sometimes you got to overcome fear. I took time after the campaign to review what worked and what didn't. Everything we did successfully, we turned into an SOP, so a standard operating procedure. When Heather and I were talking about the dialogue map, when you send a first message and they reply, how do you respond? I want to post campaign, create some sort of standard operating procedure so that we can systematize that using technology or people. I followed through on the marketing plan, regardless of emotion. I asked for what I want and approached the biggest thinkers and action people without hesitation. I stayed calm and I brushed off any anxiety like ducks off a water's back. I wrote words in proper syntax. It's kind of a joke there, but you're still seeing these. Okay, so beginning with the end in mind is we're setting the criteria for success with the campaign. How do we know we're being successful in a marketing campaign? Step number 2, and these are kind of more of like a holistic approach. These are principles that are all fundamentally useful. Like your brain, if part of it shuts down, it's not a good thing. So it's a mind map, and it's sort of like a principles that always apply. Number 2, lead your prospect to the next steps. And Dean has compel, convince, collaborate. I'll really connect with the word collaborate, right? The worst thing you can do to give a practical example, like a real estate agent, hey, give me a call whenever you're thinking of selling your house, let me know. It's like the most passive way to sell something. The leading to the next steps is actually asking a direct question. Hey, would you be interested in getting emails from me? Go to formulapublisher.com. Takes a little bit of courage, even with like an awesome group like this where I feel comfortable. You know, you're making an offer, you might get rejected. Oh, poor me. But you need to be able to frame questions and lead people to the next steps. People want to be led. If they have a problem and they're interested in you helping them solve that, which actually leads to this next thing. Number three, interact with the five-star prospects. Five-star prospects, the criteria for that based on Dean's advice to me, is they're willing to engage in a dialogue. A guy reached out to me and said, how much do you charge for book writing services? I never answer that question. I say, the best way to interact with me is to go to formulapublisher.com. I have 3 case studies and you learn about my publishing process through that case study. I looked at the email and it was xyzzz125@gmail.com. And I knew it was this person that reached out, not interested in willing to have a dialogue, not a prospect. Friendly. I wouldn't say he was friendly enough. Like, how much do you charge? But we don't offer commodity service. You know, you can't buy consulting from me like a coconut. I'm not a banana, coconut, an avocado. It's an interaction and we have to be a right fit. So willing to engage in a dialogue, friendly and cooperative. They know what they want. Interacting with and selling consulting or a book writing package to someone who is unclear and is just looking for another shiny thing to like offset their inability to, you know, there's some people that like are looking for in my business, a book to like save their courage. It's almost like an act of procrastination in itself. They think they're doing something, but they're actually avoiding something more fundamental, like really offering a course, for instance. So those aren't the people that are a good fit. So willing to engage in a dialogue, friendly and cooperative, know what they want. Dorothy Andreas, I want to write a book. If I went back to the slide, streamline success, eliminate chaos in your service business. Who came up with that title? Both of us. But why did we come up with that title? Because she wanted speaking engagements on the topic of time management. Oh my goodness. She knows what she wants. Friendly and cooperative, willing to engage in a dialogue. She know what I want that right now. She knows when she wants it. And she knows that I'm the person she wants to help her with that. So begin at the end in mind, lead the next steps, only focus on and write to the five-star prospects. This actually clarifies in your mind that and gives a sense of courage and confidence that, all right, it's not everyone that's a right fit for this. I only want people that I really love to work with. When I engage in a course like what Heather's doing here, she only wants to work with people that are friendly, cooperative, willing to have a dialogue, know what they want, when they want it, and want her to help. And this same principle applies to you. More cheese, less whiskers. Want to go to Tijuana? Hey, would you be interested in going down to Tijuana with a couple of friends and myself? That's a cheesy offer. It's like that's an all cheese offer. It's all benefit. Whenever there's like, hey, I could, would you like to send me some money for going to Tijuana? Or like, I've always wanted to launch my course and I can finally launch this course. Would you like to be a part of it? It's like, it's kind of like a whiskers offer. Mice brains on a flight or flight response interact almost the same as humans do. And that's why they use mice in like lab tests. And so when we create an all cheese offer, which is all benefit language, it's all focused toward moving someone to the next step. We get people that are leaning forward. Whenever there's a sense of whiskers, like my only intention is making money. I need to pay my rent. Would you like to give me some money? It's like not really a cheese offer. That's all whiskers. So define the all cheese. Like, what's the greatest thing you can offer? And why is it super beneficial to take that? Write like you speak. I can't help but sometimes be a little goofy on these things because it's kind of like what I am, you know? I like having fun. I mentioned the toilet. It's like what came, it came, it's got to come out. And that writing or speaking like you speak and just being yourself, write like you speak. What is an example of this? Hear ye, hear ye. An offer shall be presented to the world. You know, like, don't talk like that. We at, man, that drives me crazy. We at formal public, we, there's no we here. And even if I had a team of people with me right now, the purpose of Formula Publisher and all of these awesome team members that I have here is to bring, like, we actually write like we speak. That is going to apply to the messages that you send when you're tapping on someone's shoulder and saying, hey, I'm thinking of doing this course on how to have compelling dialogues with your wife without dishonoring her. Would you be interested in the details? That's might be DK something that you could say. And the question is that in your voice? Is that something that you really want to do? Write like you speak. You don't know until you ask. This principle is like the best way to, super quick story. Heather and I created an awesome course called Rewired for Happiness. And at the time it was called Operation Feel Good. And we spent 90 days in a video, recording the video and like putting it up online. And the experience taught me to never do that again, because in the first 2 weeks of those 90 days, what we could have done is said to the email list that we had, hey, would you be interested in a course on happiness? And here's what we're thinking. Just let us know. And then through that dialogue, by the way, this is how I don't produce content unless I've done the offer first. I have an experience that I'm willing to transfer. Just wondering if you would be interested in that. When I get the yes response and when orders come in, when people have invested in the service and we've set the start date, I'm following up with them. I'm finding as much information on what they're struggling with. And then I'm formulating one module at a time. And that's the only way that I would ever launch a course again. And the reason is because there's just so many great benefits to that. Number one, you're paid up front. Number two, you're producing the best content because you're getting a feedback loop with people. And number three, it's more interesting in post-production because you're actually delivering to a real group of people as opposed to like the empty vacuum of the staring at the computer screen. And you're like, just, you're training a computer when you create content and put it into a course. I hope that makes sense. That was just a quick dialogue on how and the process to produce a course. And then once you've got your system set up, the optimize, automate, and delegate is, I mentioned my criteria for success in launching a campaign is that anything that did work gets turned into a standard operating procedure that we could then delegate. So, or automate. So how in an automation strategy, like how could I make the first message so much more automated? I could, an example of an automation tactic is putting a question 90 days after someone opted into an email list, but didn't buy. So they opt into the 2019 business buying guide, how to evaluate your own business and how to sell it. If they opted into that and have not bought, you automate the message on the 90 days. Hey, what type of business are you looking to sell? Or you automate that first point of contact to get a response. And if you've created those standard operating procedures of the dialogues that come in and you had a VA or a virtual assistant or an assistant, look at those responses that come in and then book a call with you or automate that part of the marketing and sales process, then you're saving so much time and you can become more efficient at selling your services. So those are Dean Jackson's 7 marketing mindsets. And speaking of bathrooms, I framed this, I laminated it. And because I drink so much water, I learned this. I look at this almost every day, multiple times a day, just so some information you didn't need. But the best place, the best library is the bathroom. Best place to text? Bathroom. So another way we create offers, or how do you actually make that practical? So I shared these principles, right here. But how you make that practical is, do you remember the, let me just go way up back here, the email database. I showed you this message, right? These are the messages that come out on Monday. So we're meeting up tomorrow on Facebook, and this is what's going to happen. So if I go way back down here, past the marketing mindsets, over to this email, this is at the bottom of every single email we send. In emails in regard to the Dr. Hilda MD show, we actually have this about the show. But what's beneath that is, whenever you're ready, here are three ways I can help you revitalize your health. Number one, get my book for free. Number two, join the community. Number three, work with me privately. If you'd like to work directly with me to potentially solve your health challenges, just send me a message with the word private in the subject line. My team will respond with instructions working one-on-one. We have got two clients from this. Hilda offers a high investment service. Her lowest package for a 90-day program, I think right now, is $5,000. So that's great. And we've also got a client from just the Facebook Lives, meaning we do the Facebook Live and her network of people, her client, share it on their wall. And then Hilda had a cold lead, never interacted with her, see the Facebook Live, instantly bonded with her, and then reached out and bought the service. So, you know, Heather had mentioned that we're offering some sort of free offer. It's in the first point of contact. That is a way to do it. However, we don't want to create a barrier between someone, if they're a right fit for a high value service, if someone's a right fit for a book package, and I have the capacity in terms of time to do that, then great. We interact from there. And I don't need them to go and opt into something for free or do that. If they are a right fit, then they can. I don't want to be in the sales prevention department, right? I'd like to get and interact with and create client interactions at the level that's best for them at the time. Some people don't want free emails. Three things, and then we'll go into, let's see, three things. This is all ready. Okay, we're all ready. Is it okay? I'm going to stop there. We promised 10 minutes after, and I've got three slides in terms of sales. Is it okay if I go through?
Roll it, Colin.
Yeah, okay.
And then one lucky person will, and start thinking about it, peeps, who would like to step up the plate and ask in a moment. One, he's not going to be able to solve your business in 5 or 10 minutes, but one concrete question about one concrete marketing piece that you're attempting, considering, have attempted, have got results. So one concrete question about one marketing or sales technique will be on the floor shortly.
And I will adjust that. Like, we'll do that within the time. And if I can stay on, Heather, like, I don't,
blessings and gratitude for your ever generosity. Yeah, if people are really have some burning challenges in their business, again, they'll be concrete and specific, but he's definitely offering to stay on. So thanks in advance, Colin.
Sales tip number one is that for everything you do, you need to have a professional service agreement. And this makes it real. This actually helped me to charge more, because there's something about documentation that makes things look official. I want to show this, what this actually looks like on my computer. So this is a file folder. I have business, I have services, formula publisher. Look at the syntax of this is what I'm showing you here. Formula publisher. I go to critical docs. the before unit. So before I've exchanged money for an agreement to do work, that's the before unit. I have different types of proposals. So these are critical docs in the before unit, fee schedules, proposals, and I have proposals for multiple services, coaching, copywriting, funnel building. And with book publishing, I have agreements. So a 15K book agreement. And what I do is I click on it and check this out. So it's got a cover. It's got the logo, massive exposure book agreement prepared for Cedric Harris. He is a real guy. He's a network marketing guy. And when it's prepared, and I have this structured so that with every person I want to make the right offer to, all I have to do is go in and change the document. So I have like a cover letter. It's all very exciting. Hey, Cedric, you've got something special. To get started, the following is required. And this actually, this service proposal, I modeled from my mentor and client as well, Isabel Mercier. She's fantastic at this, at having documentation for service businesses. So you got like a little picture there, and then it goes through like the summary of everything you get, the features, benefits, etc. Timeline. Look at this. I think I have like a fancy looking thing here. Timeline. No, I have a visual for the timeline as well, just to make sure that everything flows and it's just, here's the proposal. Here's what you need to do. I think this should be the most valuable thing that you take away from this document right here is a personal introduction. Cedric, I can totally help you. And to get started, the following is required. Like that, here's what I'm going to do specifically with you, for you. This is to offer a service. And here's what you need to do right now. Without that, there is no interaction, right? They need to be able to put down some sort of deposit in order to get the consulting or benefits. And these documents are so important to make this. At a trichologist, this is like hair regeneration or like whatever they do with hair, give people hair. And she invested in copywriting services just based on my, she said, I opened up your service proposal and knew that I'm going to work with you because of the service. So in terms of a sales mechanism that you can utilize, this is probably one of the most important things that you can use. So service agreements, constantly create new offers. I did the produce, publish, promote. I'm going to show you again, super quick. Produce, publish, promote was last year's. And now in ClickFunnels, I'm going to go to my funnels and I'm going to show you this next offer. This is, I haven't even created this, but this is probably like the next strategy. I'm hoping you will keep this to yourself because it's not real yet. I might not even launch this. Challenge BDI 21. So check out this page. This is a high level concept. This came to me in a moment. I realized that, okay, the produce, publish, promote group was awesome, yet how could I synthesize the real benefit of it in an even sexier way? So I created Book Done in 21. And the whole premise of the thing is produce and publish your first or next book totally from scratch in just 21 days, even if you don't have writing skills. So you can see it was on like October 2nd. Sometimes we strategize a campaign before like we're actually ready to launch it. So I'm working with clients right now and I just haven't had time. I haven't created time. And you can see here, I've strategized, like, here's the basic offer is 21 days. I sent a video to them with specific exercises. We meet up 4 times within a 4-week period of time and I coach them. It's like the basic thing. And now I'm able to leverage and utilize this old offer, but take the good parts of this and put it into an even more branded, more sexy offer. So what you want to be thinking about is how to create new offers. If, you know, you said it, DK, how do you interact with your wife? This could be a specific offer. The art of marriage dialogue, how to have high honor dialogue between you and your wife for life. Hey, Mila, come here. Dog keeps scratching her ear. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's annoying. Sales tip number three is like, ask people. I think if you take that one thing, if you've got that idea, DK, you frame out the first simple message and you say, hey, I'm thinking about doing a mini course on interacting with your wife and creating high honor dialogue with your wife. Would you like to check it out? That's the ask. And then you have the service proposal that would be in alignment with that. The service proposal I showed you would be the equivalent of this page right here, or could be the equivalent of this page right here. You know, it doesn't have to be online. You can just frame the offer in a text doc and export that to PDF and do the whole thing via email. Hey, I'm thinking about doing a dialogue course for men with wives that need to be honored and respected and loved. Would you like the details for that? They reply to yes, I'd love to take a look at that. And then you send the PDF. Here's the whole offer. Let me know if you're in. You don't send a PayPal thing. It's just like, let me know if you're in. Because usually if someone replies and says yes, oh, hear that? Come here. This is my mascot. Yes. Hey, look at that. You don't even know what's going on. You don't even have a cerebral cortex. No, you don't. And that is the summary right here. You've got a whole bunch of people seeing the offer. 30 people take the offer. And that is the principle of conversion. It's a 30% conversion rate. That's what we're doing constantly. We're nurturing the left through our marketing. And then we're making an offer and seeing how many people will take that offer. And that is the secret to simple evergreen marketing strategies that fill your sales pipeline, even as technology changes. Thank you.
Brilliant, Colin. Thank you. I will just, as a summary for all, reshare this one visual, which is right there in a nutshell, and convert all these into questions. Oh, what is my value that I'm offering? How strong is my inner value around it? How many dialogues am I having, one-on-one or one-on-many a week? Which ones are most effective? Which ones should I raise? On or offline, what's the free and paid value that I'm offering? So if you take just these four statements and turn them into questions, you can be your forever business and marketing and sales coach. So brilliant, for one. We want to officially, if people need to hop off because you've been so awesome and respectful, feel free to do that. Having said that, Colin has been, as always, and let me get my video back on, extraordinarily generous in his offering to still do some real case Q&A questioning around your marketing challenges. So if one of you would like to kick it off, we would love to hear one particular marketing challenge around lead gen or sales conversion that you would love some insight on, and pose it to Colin right now. So whether you hop off, unmute and jump right into chatting with him, and or just say in the chat box you've got a challenge, we'd love to serve you in this way as well. And great, thank you for the accolades, Phyllis.
Yeah, thank you.
Who would love to hop in? My challenge is to get super focused on what to offer and what I really do, since it is constantly evolving as I am. Mm. I get it, Kathy, and you don't need to unmute if it's still too big. Having said that, if you have, say, two or three things you're thinking of offering, so it's concrete enough for Colin and or I to coach you on, we would be game to do that. So if it's still very, very vague, it might be challenging right now. But if you're down to the short list, and this is for Kathy or anyone, of two or three choices of what to offer, we may be able to support you. So who's got, Kathy or otherwise, specific enough challenges that we could support you on?
Kathy here, can you hear me?
You bet. If you can get closer to the mic, it'll help, but we do hear you.
I'm on my computer. There are YouTube videos that I do with channelings. The thing is, like Colin was saying, they're usually regularly done. I don't have them live because I later edit the audio and then produce a topic because I don't know the topic in advance because it's not me. So something like that, I'm trying to figure out because that was one thing that I got intuitively guided to start putting out there to get my work out there to the public that could find me several months ago. But I'm still not sure how to actually market it as something regular because it's not, say, this is what the topic is. And this is how it's going to help you because I don't know until after I listen back to it and find out what it was.
Okay. So what I'm getting is that you're doing YouTube videos as a way to attract people. That's the...
Yes.
Okay. And I want to step back because again, with the mediums that we're using, you're talking about YouTube. And I just want to ask a before unit question or like a more foundational question, which is, do you have a email list of people? Are you,
I do have an email list just from the newsletter, but it's probably like a third of the people actually open the newsletter or do anything with it.
Okay.
And I do let them know what's going on and what new videos were put out or any insights and what events are coming up or classes or that sort of thing. But it's, for me, it's been conversion and just inconsistency with where to focus because things are constantly changing and how to explain exactly what I do because it's not your typical work in the spiritual community. So it's hard to figure out exactly how to promote myself and say what, who really needs my services.
So if you were to ask a question from your list, like I'm assuming that one of the things that you do in spirituality work is one of the most common things that I use meditation for or any of the hypnosis or the NLP or the things that I've studied for a form of therapy. I mentioned that abuse in like a really tough childhood. The thing is for me, at least, it's like, you don't want your past to mess with your future. So if you're finding that you're in a holding pattern and you want to unblock a holding pattern that's preventing you from creating a dynamic future, then utilize meditation to unblock those. And, so if you were, are you on agreement, like everyone who studied personal development or utilized those sort of modalities, is that one of the things that like the benefits you're looking for is to unblock a holding pattern? Anyone?
Definitely.
Definitely?
Subconscious rewired method, brother.
Yeah. So on that note, would that be something, Kathy, that you could help someone with, like specifically, it's a question is, imagine, actually, let me role play here. So imagine you are a person on your email list who's receiving your newsletters. Name a person that you know, you've looked at your stats and you know they open up your emails. Just name the first name. Are you there?
Kathy.
Okay, so it's Brenda. I'm going to make up a person. Brenda is on Kathy's email list. Okay. Heather, you're Brenda.
Okay.
I'm Kathy.
Okay.
Hey, Brenda, I'm thinking about doing an audio course focused on resolving unresolved past trauma. Would you, if I created this, would you be interested in the course?
Maybe. I don't feel like I've got major trauma. So if it's major trauma, I may not be your gal.
Sure.
But if it's subtle stuff I still haven't let go of, I might be your gal.
So the dialogue is really, I mean, my lack of experience doing what Kathy does has no bearing on whether this type of strategy will work. It's a matter of, Kathy, if you have found there's a common theme with the people you've worked with, then you choose one of those themes and ask the question. Like, imagine a future 90 days from now having an audio or some form of product that someone that you created because someone paid you to create it. And then that goes up on your website, or it becomes a packaged product that at any time in the future you can sell that. And how you get there is, maybe a trauma is not the right word. Maybe it's understanding who you really are at your core. I'm creating an audio program for understanding who you really are at your core, at your spiritual core. Would you be interested in it?
Yes.
Awesome. Heather, fantastic. So could you let me
the
know?
I'm going to pause there. See the difference? And you got data either way. You got data on, and if you keep asking enough of your prospects, you're going to get a pool of data. The first pool of data said it was a maybe. If I was representative of the majority of your database after you asked them, you'd know that they didn't have major traumas. They only had minor stuff, but it was still bugging them. And you'd know that they wanted to know themselves at their deepest core if I was representative after you asked. So you get data either way about your database as you interact with them.
And that right there is the feedback loop that you want to create with your email list and you're sending out a newsletter. Is you want to keep them in the dialogue as opposed to creating content in a vacuum. There's nothing more debilitating, like looking back at how many times I've tried to get myself amped up to produce content for the sake of producing content and not understanding. That's why I started with the definition of marketing, human connection multiplied. Because without the human connection, what's the point of creating content? We want to produce content for people that actually want it and find it useful. So,
right.
So that's the, I think it's an intentionality around a conversation, having the conversation with your list, and which, by the way, will help you create content for YouTube and utilizing those mediums to draw more traffic into the email list. So what I mean by that is, if you're having a better dialogue with your in-house list and you're creating products that can help them, this example that we just had, I'm pointing at Heather, I don't know if I'm pointing at her on your screen, but this dialogue that we just had was, and I found out something about Heather. Hi. Good to see you. I found out something about Heather and about trauma, and that influenced how I would actually make an offer. I'm getting feedback now. Trauma, like, no, not really. Because she perceives trauma to be like, you know, I was fed Alpo and chained to, like, you know, or something, right? Like my uncle, the uncle of God, and like stuff that's horrible. So I can, in the offer,
dot, 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 even if that trauma is something like not straight abuse or something, like to lessen what trauma means and make it more palatable for people, you get that feedback loop by asking the question. But I think that
I just pause 1 second.
Yeah.
So I'm loving the first half of his answer, which is, I think, relevant for all of us, which is he's given an example of more dialogue and interaction with your current, whether it's database, email, or whether it's, you know, peeps on Messenger, it's the peeps here that are in your world. So that's a great first half. And given your uniqueness of your scenario, Kathy, where you're saying, I'm an intuitive and I don't know what content I'm going to generate, I'm not generating it out of here in advance, it's coming to me and I'm looking in retrospect at my content. The second half of a possible answer for that, not only are you getting a better dialogue loop with what people want, and what you're doing when you're creating content intuitively is reverse engineer and see what questions did your content answer. And then headline and byline those videos based on the content that did answer. And the more you interact with your database here and see what questions they want answered, the more the language you can frame your videos in after that match the questions they want answered. So you start to have a direct.
Okay. Yeah, I usually do get a topic. I do get some sort of theme. Otherwise, if I don't get a theme and it's too general, specific to the group that night here at my house, like last night, I don't share that one. But usually I get some sort of theme that is can help anyone.
Perfect.
And then I label it that.
Have you sold the, do you do this as a professional practice, or was it you in the chat? Have you sold this yet? Like got someone to buy it? Like a product or?
Okay. No, I'm one of the Tareks been hiding in the, you know, hiding healers who's about to trying to come out and actually figure out exactly what I'm worth and what I can offer.
Yeah.
So it's about how to figure out how to pull all that together.
Sweet. If I put you to like a challenge, would you consider taking it on?
Sure. I also have a book I have been working on, but I haven't written any in 3 years. But
okay.
That too.
Here's the challenge is for you, and it will be a challenge, and the biggest challenge will be probably the courage to follow through on the campaign because it's a campaign. Do within the next 2 weeks what we shared here. And you start with the easiest thing, which is from your best, looking back at the past, interacting with these people in regard to spirituality and intuitive work that can help them unblock and become more self-activated, know themselves better, feel better and different than you've ever felt. With that sort of, and you'll have your own perspective on it, you say, quote, hey, Brenda, hey, first name, I'm thinking about doing a quick course. It's 3 weeks, and I'm specifically address what you want to address. Would you be interested? And then start there and do nothing else. That's okay. the first thing. And then, and if there is a script that you memorize, I don't believe in like memorizing scripts. I've never used scripts. I always come into things like I prepare in advance, but then just like forget it all because that's just works for me. But if there is ever a script that you do learn, it's the scripted questions. So the questions are like that, you know, hey, Brenda, I'm thinking about doing this thing. It's focused all around benefit. Mm-hmm. Would you be interested? And when Brenda responds yes, you say, okay, perfect. Here's how it works. It's 3 weeks. You get 3 calls with me.
I record the calls and send them to you. We interact and you get this special bonus. I've already done this other audio. The price is $297. I'm saying that because that's what I did for my course, right? As you can tell in the call, I'm like regretting it now. I'm like, damn, I should have charged way more for it. And here's the price. Just let me know if you're in. So that's step number two. When you get paid for what you do, that's the next phase. When you're saying like getting out there, it's the worst case scenario of doing what I just laid out is that no one buys and you get an experience that is so rewarding because that is the fundamental skill set. It's being able to frame something that you think would be beneficial and making an offer, setting a price on it, and then asking for them to move forward. Like, hey, are you in? What happens, and this will change your life, is when Brenda responds, I'm in, you reply to that, hey, great. What's your best email? I'll send the PayPal now. And don't procrastinate on any of that. Everything, that whole thing, like from the PayPal going through, the end of it is when the PayPal or the check or the cash or whatever is in the account. That's the end of the campaign. So at the whole time, you don't want to procrastinate at all.
Okay.
And that will change. That will give you an experience that you can build upon. But thinking about producing content and like continuing to do free work without making a specific offer, I think will just inhibit your confidence. It like puts you in a vacuum and it's like, God, I'd rather just stay inside. I got this desk here. I'm like, I like my home. You know, the best place I can be is like a live event, right? Interacting with people. And that's the, right? So if you just do that as I laid it out, how, just in the comments, was that useful for everyone else too? Was that like, because it's basically almost all of you, whatever you ask right now, I'm probably going to respond in the same way, right? It's almost the same problem that we're all dealing with. When I produce the book done in 21, when I'm ready to actually launch that, you know what I'm going to do? Hey, I'm thinking about doing this book done in 21 day course. Would you be interested in the details?
Then I just move the course to challenge.
Challenge. Yeah. It's a challenge.
I don't want another course, but I want some results.
Right. Thank you.
For example,
I came here to get your copywriting. I heard the Rewired for Success program is really good.
Thank you, Colin.
Will you take it on?
Yeah, I'll take it on. I'll have to think this weekend on how to, where to focus that.
Yeah.
I'll have to listen back too because I got dropped in the middle of whatever you were at the very beginning of it. I'll have to listen back to that little part.
Sure. And
the one key suggestion I would twin, and brilliant. I love the challenge, Colin, for any of us. The one key thing I would twin with that is ensure that whatever it is small and specific and kind of meaty. And I may not have the answer right now, but I'm just sort of thinking, what could it be in your spiritual world? Well, I'm thinking of running just like a 3-week, almost like not think tank, but sort of a lab, you know, human experiment where we get the rats out of our head, or we learn how to focus for longer than 2 seconds in our meditation, or we, you know, make it really like doable, but specific enough to be interesting and meaty rather than sort of spiritual growth for 3 weeks, like something really concrete that they are going for, that they want, and that they're going to get at the end. And that's really, you know, it's one concrete result after another that builds a whole program. And that 3-week run could end up being your first module in an 8-week module, like Rewired for Success, for example. And you just offer each bite size one at a time and string them all together.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure. We are awesome. If there are any one more burning desire, we will stay on, but and always everyone is sovereign and free to hop off if you're needing to.
Yeah.
This has been brilliant. Last call in the house. No need if you don't. But if there's one final burning desire question, how do you find prospects? That's a pretty big net, John. Can you give us a little more specificity? Great question, but can you narrow it down? Who are your ideal prospects, for instance? Give us some questions.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can, John. Okay. Go for it.
So I'm helping somebody. I had a meeting with him yesterday. He's an art teacher. He's got one of the best courses in anatomy. And so we were just going over ideas on how to package that and how to get that to people. He did a live stream on Facebook and he got 100,000 views. So it's something that I think he can make money with. And we were just kind of batting around ideas. But the question is, how do we, other than doing a live stream on Facebook and then telling people, hey, go to this webpage where you can find out more about this course that we'll be offering. How do you find prospects that would be interested in something specifically like that?
Yeah. So the first thing that, you know, on the live cast is it's the same model as Hilda in the sense that on Tuesday we hop on Facebook Live and she gets cold traffic to that. It sounds like 100,000 people saw his video. And then what we're doing is we have a call to action to go to the list, right? The email list where we contact, where people self-select. Like, you need to have the list of prospects. It sounds like what he's doing or what you're doing, it's not a question of where you find prospects, but it's asking the strangers who aren't yet prospects to actually get something for themselves that's useful.
Right. So I guess he would need to, he did that live stream not to sell anything. He did it as part of a school here in New York called the Art Students League.
Right.
So he would have to kind of do something himself, I would imagine, once he has something to give them, like a landing page or something along those lines.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would do is hey, so all of the concepts I'm sharing on here, and you would do this at like midpoint. If I really strategized this call, which I wanted to come on because I had promised something that got lost in the internet ethers, and I was like, okay, shit, how can I like make this, you know, better? So that's the purpose of this call. But if like I can see going forward doing meetings like this on people's coaching groups, if that were a strategy, I would give sort of a talk, and every point that I make, I say, so if you want to get emails from me, I send out like everything I'm doing to formulapublisher.com, and you can go there and sign up for free and interact. Right. And then that's the lead generation process. They're opting in saying, yes, I'm interested in anatomy. And then you can have that dialogue with them from the list. Yeah. And that is and where you find them, like you can review this call again, because it's live events, it's Facebook, it's, you can pay for advertising if you want to expose an ad to opt into that anatomy list. Mm-hmm. You can pay for advertising. You can go to live events and do a speaking engagement and make a call to action to join the email list from there. You can join other artist anatomy groups or people that might be, who already have a community of people that are gathering around and talking about the topic. Do a speaking engagement on a live meeting like this. And the call to action is, hey, so I do this great email newsletter where I talk about art and anatomy. And you can just go to artandanatomy.com and get the free newsletter there and sign up. And anything that I'm doing, I send like this great email. Those are some ways that I would start doing that. And you know what's interesting is like just backstage, what I'm thinking is, hey man, how many Heathers are there? Right? This was like 15 people that I'm like interacting with and get to give regardless of, yeah. Oh yeah, there are. There's only one Heather. There's only one Heather. Ben said one. So this is what James Schramko said in Copy Chief Live is Kevin Rogers has this big event, right? There's 200 people and James is speaking in front of the event. And of the people who are in the room, there's a lot of people that own businesses or are successful copywriters that are interested in what James does. And he said to me, he's like, well, I have it's like at least 12 Kevins. And I was like, and he didn't say it like that. I was just trying to do the accent, but he's Australian. And what he does is he interacts with his quote unquote Kevins and gets onto stages. And this is how he's multiplying what he's doing. This is a live medium. You know, this is live events that he's doing. And he also has online products and services, but it's interesting how much live engagement is important to the success of his business, because you shake someone's hand, you look in their eyes, you interact with people. And that's probably, Kevin Trudeau calls it mass, right? You get mass when you're in a live event.
Just so, to headline that, what Colin's getting at is joint venture partners.
Yeah.
Who already has communities that may need your complimentary services. So if I've done business and marketing and sales, Colin's even better at it. And so I'm bringing him in to complement what I do. And so what do you do and whose community that already exists would your service be a complement to? Mm-hmm. So you don't just have to generate your own community. There's communities that already exist. So yes, be in dialogue with your community, and yes, create small, medium, and large value offers, free and paid. And yes, also partner with and offer those to people who already have complementary communities. So,
And you can systematize that too. And now that I'm seeing it and I actually have experienced this, it's like, okay, what if Mondays are strategy days, Tuesdays are showtime for clients, Wednesdays are distribution, which is in-house team editing, et cetera, posting. What if Thursday and Friday are, I would say something different, but it's like Thursday and Friday are like group or speaking engagements for in-house for Colin to go and Kathy, you said something interesting. It's like, get out there. We're never getting out there. We go to bring people in here. It is a key distinction, right? We don't want to be famous. We want to be helpful. We want to have a community of people. So this outreach, if Thursday were speaking engagement days and live webinar days or podcast days, then the question is, hey, Terry Levine, oh my goodness, she's got this great list of people. Could I be on her podcast? Is she speaking on a stage? How can I go and speak? And this is going to be this is totally fun. And that's what's going to happen going forward. My challenge to myself, Kathy, is how do Thursdays become community talk days? Where I'm going into people's communities, like Heather's community here and your community that you're creating here, sharing useful things without needing anything in return. And the only question is, hey, would you like to get emails from me? Go to formulapublisher.com. And then from there, that's my own in-house community that I'm constantly nurturing. And then you'll see at the bottom of the emails, whenever you're ready, here's three ways that I can help you. So it's constant feedback, constant community, long-term approach. And I'm not focused on the day or the individual person. It's more the process. And how do I keep in that process, killing the things that aren't fun and continuing to do the things that are. But John, that's the total
Yeah, great. Awesome.
Awesome.
Okay.
Wow. Each, if we kept going all day, you'd pull out more and more gems from this man. He is literally married to marketing, loves that stuff, drinks it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, has it on the bathroom wall, TMI, but a good TMI, and even that last gem around joint venturing and being in serving other people's communities. And I love that he just gave and role modeled a challenge to himself. So on that note, we could continue. We are going to call it a wrap.
Yeah.
Blessings to each one of you. If you have just taken one strategy away or got clear on one piece of your value or one lead generation strategy to do or to double and one approach in closing your offer, you have all won. And that is our wish for you, that you've all won. So blessings. Here's to Rewired for Marketing. Here's to Formula Publisher. Here's to all of us in our Gin and Rewired world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Colin, for sharing all your gems and juice and joy. And yes, when in doubt, do what you love and have fun doing it.
Yeah, that's the key.
Amen. And thanks for the accolades in the chat box as well, everybody. Recording's off. We can hang out for an extra moment or two after, but over and out on the record.